is on.
Okay, welcome councillors to the November meeting. I declare the meeting open and ask for any leaves of absence.
We have an apology from Councillor Huxwell first.
He's the only one?
Yep.
Point three, any public questions from the public outside? Is there no one outside? Take your time.
Might have someone.
Okay, there's no public questions. Done a leave of absence?
No, that's for next meeting. Applications.
Applications for leave of absence for the next meeting? There's no one. Hopefully Billy's back on deck by then. Okay, confirmation of previous minutes. Is someone prepared to move? Mm-hmm. Moved. Councillor Faithfull, seconded. Councillor Simmons. Any questions from previous minutes? Nothing, there be none. All those in favour of passing those minutes? Carried. 5-0. 6, receival of the minutes from the Eastern Wheatbelt Fire Security Group, the new travel AGM, and the SIACA meeting. Is someone prepared to move those minutes? Is Councillor Della Bosco a seconder for those? Is Councillor Geyer? All those in favour? Any questions amounting from any of those? Thank you. Where have we been, Councillor Del Bosco?
Went with Bill Ansley and myself, went over to the opening of the shop over at Bruce Rock. That was a fairly good shop.
Big turnout too.
Bill and I then went to the SIACA meeting last week. And that's about it, really.
Councillor Guy.
We had that Zoom meeting on Tuesday for the roads.
Yes.
Not much coming out of that. It was pretty much just electing people into the sitting for the year, so that was about it. Not much at all.
Thank you.
Finally.
Yep, bushfire meeting.
Bushfire meeting, yep.
Yep.
You rush off your feet, mate. Councillor Faithfull.
No, just an update on the community fundraising for a closed hydrotherapy pool and the tavern very politely closed its doors so that we could cater for the community. We had 45 tickets sold on the day and then sold another 10 on the day. We actually had enough catering, so it was 55 plus volunteers that attended the dinner. It went off very well and they raised over $2,500 on that day, plus all the donations that went into the tin. They've got a sausage sizzle in Meriden at Two Dogs on Saturday, which is also to raise money for the hydrotherapy. And that's all I've got.
And you went to the Bruce Shop?
I went to the Bruce Shop, yes. Very impressed by their shop.
Thank you. Councillor Simmons.
We had a Kellerberrin swimming pool opening. Grand opening. It's quite a nice pool. A couple of points to be looked at in the design of ours if it ever goes ahead. And the bushfire meeting at the start of the month with Councillor Guy and Bill, CEO.
Thank you. The dogger.
What did you do?
I went somewhere.
Wagon.
A visit from the old original settlers of the Walgoon district, and we met with them for a luncheon and on site visit. Okay?
That's right.
Thank you. Point nine.
Point eight.
Declarations of interest.
Yeah. Councillor Simmons has an interest in the transaction EFT 6490.
Okay. That is requiring a council decision. 9.1. Counts for payment.
Okay, accounts with payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and to provide information on council expenditure. The October list of accounts totaling $467,944.62 and credit card payments of $6,376. Is there any questions relating to the list? Otherwise, the council recommendation is that the October 2023 account submitted today on municipal voucher number 4064 to 4067 and direct debits from EFT 6475 to EFT 6543. Including the DPI creditors and bank fees, totaling $467,944.62, be passed for payment.
Thank you, Jess. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Guy has moved. Is there a seconder? Mm-hmm. Councillor Faithfull. Any questions about the accounts? And seen where it's gone, where it hasn't gone. The only question I have is on the one for the conference.
Yep.
We had to pay an extra night for someone we didn't put off. I reckon that should be reimbursed. But we'll have to look into it. Okay. I think that's wrong. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All those in favour, we all done that, haven't we?
Yep.
Okay. 9.12, activity statement.
Okay. This monthly statement of financial activity is a record of the council's activity and financial performance for the month of October. If you turn to, go to page 5 of your statement, it shows our closing surplus of $3,024,815. So we're doing pretty well at the moment. I have also then included all our variations So that's from page 7 onwards. We have had a fair chunk of, so I'll go through each variation for you. The penalty interest, we've had a big chunk of people not pay their rates on time, so it's going to be there the rest of the year. interest charges, I mean insurance charges have gone up by 5.5%, which is a total 11,000 overall for the year across all the schedules, so it's just been highlighted in each of them, so that's a material variance. There's been an increase of expenditures at the school, so that's for Kerry Lynn's time for cleaning, because they're always full at the moment. Also, there was new beds purchased to change them to queen-size beds, wasn't it? So that's why there's a extra cost there. With the under rec and culture, there was a missed payment for the MOU to Progress Association in 21-22, so that was backed paid, seeing it was received from Remelius. There is capital works, that's just all timing, so that'll all come into line once they do all their capital works program. Then we've got RRG expenses, which Bill made note that it's actually been allocated to the wrong account, so I've just got to move funds to a different location because it's actually tech support and software, which needs to go in operations, admin operations. I noted last month that we have event income. We don't budget for event income, but we do have a chunk in there. We've had economic services. There was bus hire charges. That's from the Burracoppin Footy Club using our bus this year. And then we've got staff training. It's gone out to 22,000 because we've had to train Scott up to run the school swimming pool, and everybody, all staff, is doing their St John ambulance this year. And the last one, we've had a variance because we've received more funding from DWER for Shani's training. So they've fully finalised that as of this Friday. She is signed out of her traineeship a month earlier than what's expected.
So we'll make a presentation at the December meeting and get you guys to do that, or even out in front of everyone at the party.
So is there any questions in relating to this month's financial statement?
If I could just comment, if you go to turn to page 25, I'm very happy with this, that we had for the Bowling Green redevelopment, $180,000, and got within $717 for this year's work. How good is that? Hey? Very pleased with that. And that's everything done now. There is nothing else to pay. So.
Yep.
We're doing pretty good. The other thing, if you notice, we've got to make a budget variation to Del Bosco Road because that 186 was just roads to recovery money, but we also got that additional 240,000 from that LRCIP, which we allocated to that project, so it's not showing that additional grant monies.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll come out in the wash next month because we've spent the money there, and we'll make a budget variation later on.
Okay, other than that, our officer recommendation is that council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending October 2023 and note any material variances greater than 10% and or 15%. I mean, 10,000 and 15%.
Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Simmons has moved. And the seconder is Councillor Della Bosca. All those in favour? It's carried. GST reconciliation report. Renee's not here anymore.
So the GST reconciliation is presented to council in the means of indicating council's current GST liabilities, which has an impact on the council's cash flow. This month we've actually paid out $14,155. My officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling $14,114 for the period ending October 2023 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Is there a seconder? Councillor Della Bosca. All those in favour? Carried. 9.2.1 Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting and appointments.
Thank you, Mr. Yeah. President. The purpose of this report is in accordance with Section 38 of the Bushfires Act, and that's to appoint bushfire control officers for the 23-24 bushfire season and endorse the recommendations of the Westonia Bushfire Advisory Committee. So we have our annual meeting, which was held on Tuesday the 24th October this year, a little bit later than usual, but we got it out of the way. And the Bushfire Advisory Committee recommended the following appointments. Very little change, except Rowan Day is no longer a fire control officer for the Walgoorlan. They've gone back to the two. And the rest is the same as in the past. So my recommendation that in accordance with Section 38 of the Bushfires Act, appoint the following persons as bushfire control officers for the 23-24 season.
Someone prepares moved by Councillor Gore. A seconder? Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried. 9.2.2.
Thank you, Mr. President. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider making an additional financial contribution to the new travel event support officer project. They find themselves in a situation where they require additional support from individual councils. New Travel has secured an external grant for an event support project officer to help with each individual council's when they're having a community event where they can, you know, have an officer to come over and help coordinate your coordinator, if you like. So they got 69.2, which is very good, but they have a shortfall of around 20,000. They've explored other avenues, and their only fallback position is the New Travel Councils. The commitment would require each council to allocate $1,175. To support us in achieving the project's goal by 30 June 2025. So what they're asking for is $470 this financial year and $705 next financial year. I have attached a copy of the event support officer proposal for your information, what that person would be doing. It's a bit late now, we've had all our community events for a little while, but look, I think you know, Stacey's department would be quite happy to have someone else help out for the next Wheezy on the Green and a few things like that. So that's what it's about. They can help or chase for sponsorship. Or
professionally write grants.
So my recommendation that we support their financial contribution to the new travel event support officer, amounting to $1,175 over two financial years, as it's fairly minimal, and it's a good project for the region.
Okay. Someone prepared to move. Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. Slow down. Works and services, no minutes there.
1.4.1. Thank you, Mr. President. The next one's a surrender of a management reserve for the Warrachoppin tank. This report seeks Council's agreeance to accept the management control of Reserve 2168, which is a Warrachoppin water catchment and tank from the Water Corporation. You would be aware that we have already accepted management of the Jellachan tank, or the Warralachan tank, from the Water Corp earlier in the year. They have also written advising that Warrachoppin reserve and tank are surplus to their needs, and inquiring whether the Council would be interested in accepting similar management vesting. It is all subject to internal approvals being received from the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, and also it would have to be consulted with the traditional owners to ascertain the cultural significance of this land. The Shire President, the Construction Supervisor, representatives from DWER and myself inspected the tank on Wednesday the 18th of October. The tank itself is surprisingly in very good order. It was three quarters full, even in this dry season. But the roof structure is now non-existent, has totally collapsed. So half of it's in the tank, the other half's blown around the rock. But it's something that could be easily tidied up. And if there was future funding for a lid on it somehow. It's a easier size tank to manage than the Jellachan tank, that's for sure. It is my recommendation that Council agree with this on the basis, as an as-is basis offer from the Water Corporation.
Is there any funds falling beyond this one, Bill?
Well, not... Yeah, there is... There are funds through this DWER, but through a application process. The inspector, they were very impressed with it. It'd be fall under the same thing as the Warralachan one. And they will work with councils and not with Water Corp. And, it's just a competitive application process. And, yeah.
Because we also had Eggrock's just been...
Yeah, so Eggrock's had its new roof on for a number of years, but it's had a leak. And so since it's had its new roof, it's never had water because it's just running out of the bottom. But they fixed that.
Yes.
And so now that's...
And they also good. painted the outside.
Well, that was part of the sealing process.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a very good product where they actually paint the outside. They don't paint the inside, and it draws it through and bonds...
paint actually gets drawn in through the moisture, and that's how it seals it.
Yeah. It's quite an unusual product.
So is Eggrock under the council?
That's already under the council.
Yep.
So basically, there's only three in the shot of the water tanks, and if we get this one, we'll control them all. They're invaluable to us for roadworks. Jellachan and Warrachoppin, one farmer, uses it for a bit of stock. But no one can access it for truck, if you like. So we would need to tidy that up. But Jellachan, there's a couple of farmers use that for stock, and we pump a lot of water. We're doing it right today for all water up that way, particularly now because we're paying $9 a kilolitre. Can't afford it out of standpipes. The tank, like I said, is probably in better nick than the other two put together. But, yeah, the roof is stuffed. So...
It was about half full.
Yeah, three quarter full probably. Yeah. Probably need to empty it so you can throw everything out of it. And it's a doable job. That's a job the Shire Blaze could do, no problem. Jellachan tank's a bit different. That's an expert job, that one. But we could tidy up the Warrachoppin tank, no worries. It'd be quite a good project.
I don't know the name of that product, do you, for the tanks?
I can find out for it. Yep.
Sorry, Dan.
I would like to move that. Okay.
You'd like to move that, mate?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moved Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Simmons. All those in favour? Carried. I think they're an asset to the Shire, actually.
Long term, yeah.
We're up to Bill. We're on the last page.
Yes, we are, Mr. President.
Okay, elected members' motions which previous notice has been given. There is no motions coming forward.
No.
New business with urgent nature?
No.
Date and time of next meeting?
21st, to be followed by the Shire wind up party at the stadium.
Not a bad date, that one either. Mm. Okay. There being no further business.
Oh my God.
Close the meeting. Thank you all for your attendance.
24-minute meeting.